All right, the Jaguars are going to the playoffs for the first time since 2007. They knocked off the Texans this afternoon, 45-7. Tommy Bohannon, very economical with his carries. Two of them, both of them ended up in the end zone. Tommy, congratulations on your performance, and more importantly, congrats on heading to the postseason.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, so what's it been like the past couple of weeks with your quarterback, Blake Bortles? It seems like, from the outside looking in, the past month or so, he's been really, really playing at a high level.
No, he has been. I mean, he's really taken ownership of his offense, and he's been the guy that's been leading us the way, and the way he's been playing is a direct correlation to us winning games. So it's definitely exciting to see him be able to do the things that he's been doing the last few games.
Yeah, my man, I don't know what the speech was like from Coach Marone after the game, but it's been about a decade. You guys are now in the playoffs, and teams that are maybe inexperienced and or kind of take that deep sigh and say, oh, we made the playoffs, the job is done. I would imagine Coach Marone addressed that that's just the beginning, that the getting to the playoffs isn't the goal. Getting through the playoffs is.
You know, exactly. And, I mean, we still have a lot to play for. We're still we haven't won the division yet, so we still want to win the division, and that's a big goal for us. So these last 2 weeks of the season are going to be big for us to hopefully get that and clinch that division championship.
We're chatting with Tommy Bohannon after a win this afternoon over the Texans as the Jaguars clinch a playoff spot. Hey, Tommy, today going into the game, you know that Leonard Fournette's not playing. So what does that do for the rest of the offense, knowing you didn't have that element on the field with you?
You know, I mean, having Leonard out is a big blow for us, but we have great confidence in all of our running backs, and I think that we have a good stable of running backs that even behind Leonard that can do the job for us, and we got it done today with them. So we're very excited, and I mean, we have great confidence in all our guys. So even though he was out, we were still confident that we were going to be able to run the ball.
What's been the message for your team throughout? I mean, it's like I said, everybody. I understand the coach speak of everybody play well, don't turn it over. That, but there's a I don't know, man, of the physicality. I don't believe finesse teams win championships. In all the years I played, I believe physical teams beat finesse, and your defense is just overpowering people, and now you got the run game to do it, and Blake Bortles is doing everything he needs to do. Pretty good way to start getting hot at the right time when you start to peak in December.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, from day one, we were preached that we were going to be a physical team. We were going to be a run-first offense, and our defense was going to bully people. So even though that we don't see ourselves as bullies. We're just playing very well on defense. I mean, we have the best defense in the league right now, so that helps us out a lot. And then we've been running the ball, and now we've been passing the ball very well. So it's kind of a complete game that we've been trying to get on offense, just very, very balanced. And, you know, we want to be physical and run the ball first, and that's our biggest thing.
Hey, Tommy, real quickly before we let you go, I'm a Syracuse alum, huge fan of your head coach, Doug Marone. What's up with this baloney thing?
You know, I don't know. I haven't asked him too much about that, but I guess they donated a lot of bologna, and he then donated it to the food banks in the area.
Yeah, and by the way, Barrett, bologna sandwich is good. Go old school. Grow up a little bit. Eat a good bologna and cheese sandwich with some mustard on it. That's not a bad sandwich. Hey, Tommy, thanks, man. Congratulations on the playoffs, and I know the work now has just begun, but it's a good thing. At least you're in now, and you're 1 of 6 for sure to get in. So good luck, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.